This is VOA News. The Republican U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday amid deteriorating relations between the world powers. The meeting takes place in the final hours of Biden's first trip abroad as president, during which he's already attended the 47th G7 summit in the English town of Carbis Bay, as well as talks with NATO and EU leaders in Brussels. In an interview with NBC News, Russian President Vladimir Putin said U.S.-Russia ties have deteriorated to what he called their lowest point in recent years. The White House said Saturday that Biden would appear alone at a post-summit news conference on Wednesday, unlike former President Donald Trump, who addressed reporters together with Putin following their 2018 summit in Helsinki. A White House official says a solo press conference is useful for clearly communicating the meeting's content to reporters, including topics of contention as well as agreement. Hundreds of Israeli ultra-nationalists marched Tuesday in Jerusalem's Old City, which some say could threaten a fragile ceasefire with Hamas and challenge a fragile new Israeli government. Police have approved a route that will pass by the Damascus Gate but would not go through it and into the Muslim quarter. That gate is a flashpoint where Israelis and Palestinians clashed in April and May. Those clashes spread to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a site considered holy by both Jews and Muslims. In May, tensions eventually led to Hamas launching rockets into Israel, sparking an 11-day war that left 250 Palestinians and 13 Israelis dead. Despite concerns the march would be provocative, canceling it would have been considered politically difficult. VOA News. Newly released documents show that in the last weeks of his administration, former U.S. President Donald Trump and his aides pressured the Justice Department to investigate the former president's unfounded voting fraud complaints and overturn his election loss. Nearly 5 months after leaving office, Mr. Trump still contends there were voting irregularities that cheated him out of another four-year term in the White House. According to the House of Representatives Oversight and Reform Committee, before he left office, Trump, his then chief of staff, and a private attorney all sought to enlist the Justice Department to pursue election irregularities that had already been rejected in dozens of court claims. Trump made the demands even after outgoing Attorney General William Barr had already concluded by December 1st that no fraud had occurred on any scale that could have affected the outcome of the election. Hungary's parliament passed a bill Tuesday banning homosexuality in any content portraying or promoting sexuality or sex reassignment to anyone under 18. Hungary's National Assembly passed the bill on a vote of 157-1. Under the law, any educational programs, advertisements, books, movies, or television programs depicting homosexuality or any other gender minorities in a positive light will no longer be allowed. Hungary's ruling party defends the legislation, saying it's designed to prevent pedophilia. But human rights groups say it will be used to harass and stigmatize Hungarian citizens based on sexual orientation and gender identities. The vote came a day after thousands of people took to the streets of the capital, Budapest, to denounce the law and the government's constant propaganda against the LGBT community. Beijing says NATO's description that China poses systemic challenges to the international community is an exaggeration. China's mission to the European Union issued a statement Tuesday in response to a communique issued by the leaders of the Transatlantic Alliance the day before. In that statement, NATO leaders pledged to join forces against China's increasingly aggressive military posture, which said it threatened the rules-based international order. China's mission said the NATO accusations were, quote, a slander on China's peaceful development, a misjudgment of the international situation and its own role, and a continuation of the Cold War mentality and organizational political psychology. Tuesday's statement is the second time in as many days that China has countered criticism from Western-based international alliances. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.